Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and through you, we would like to thank our panelists for their insightful presentations, which included too many important questions. We in turn have questions, and I would like to start by posing the following question. Can deterrence be distinguished from the nuclear weapons themselves? Deterrence is a means of keeping the peace and not an instrument of war. The origin of the concept of deterrence is not contemporaneous to the emergence of nuclear weapons, nor a logical consequence of their existence. Taking into consideration that the first appearance involving nuclear weapon fell outside any context of deterrence. Deterrence means that the state abiding by it intends to forbid an action and not force an action to be taken. As a result, above and beyond non-use, deterrence is per se and by nature defensive and stabilizing, while nuclear weapons are offensive and destabilizing. No matter how well a government designs its deterrent policy, there remains some possibility that deterrence could fail, and conventional weapons would be ineffective against strategically critical targets. What if it failed? Do we know of any plans in place if deterrence failed? Knowing for a fact that a single failure of deterrence against even second-rate nuclear weapon detonation could lead to intolerable levels of destruction, the risk is too high. If nuclear weapons are a means of deterrence, why they remain after the end of the Cold War? And why proliferation continues after the end of the Cold War? Do they have new roles? Let me quote from the 2008 U.S. National Security and Nuclear Weapon in the 21st Century document. The quote starts, "The primary national security challenge now facing the United States is the nexus of violent extremist and regional states of concern that have to seek to attain weapons of mass destruction. The primary challenge stems from the fact that such weapons may be proliferated to other states or non-state actors. Where does deterrence fit in such a primary challenge? Like Jamaica, we have some questions. We do not seek answers for them, but we seek considering the legitimacy. Under what circumstances would the nuclear weapon states be prepared to use nuclear weapons? What kind of a threat nuclear weapon states want to counter by keeping nuclear weapons? And who needs to be deterred? If for deterrence and security reasons nuclear weapon states feel that they must keep nuclear weapons, what about other countries? Security. In a world of near misses and lack of ability to contain the consequences of any detonation, whether deliberate or not. This unilaterally perceived security consideration of nuclear weapon states have to be explained to us. We have the right to know what exactly are these considerations and whether they are inherently linked to the mere fact that nuclear weapons exist. We agree with Mr. Ingram that we need to have a conversation, but unfortunately, nuclear weapon states are not in the room here now. Neither were they in 2013 OEWG, nor in the Humanitarian Consequences Conferences. And we don't believe that we are the one to be blamed for this or have the exclusive burden of correcting it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.